And he says that that's the heritage of the divine will that she, as Empress of Heaven, will receive. And so anyone here who would turn their back on Our Lady is going to be in for a big surprise. And Our Lady, remember, she was the one through whom Jesus came into the world. Our Lady was the vehicle for the fiat of the redemption. And Our Lady is intimately bound up with the fiat of redemption. You can't enter into the humanity of Christ without the humanity of Our Lady. And if you ignore the call of Our Lady and the work that Our Lady has called us to, then you're ignoring the whole fiat of redemption. You can't have it both ways. And she is the ongoing reciprocal love of the fiat of redemption from God to us. She's the expression of his continual outpouring of his redemptive work even after his resurrection. She's continuing that outpouring manifestation of his redeeming love. She's the one. And we have to have that reciprocal exchange of love with her as well as our Lord, because to be in the fiat of redemption, we have to have that exchange. And when she says, pray the rosary, and we say no, we're really saying no to the will of God, and we're saying no to the fiat of redemption. So we need to pay particular attention, because Our Lady has a very special and unique place in the divine will and in our own life, and especially in the coming of this kingdom. And not only is she guiding us and teaching us the devouring love, which we're going to see in the novena, but she's also training us to let go of our human will and to begin to move closer and closer into the kingdom of God's will. She who lived perfectly the divine will all her life. So call on Our Lady, take her hand, let her take your hand, give her all your failings, because it's as we start to focus on each act and think, oh, that was my will or God's will, Lord, what do you want? Our Lady, Mary, my mother, help me, take me, get rid of my bad acts, give me the good acts. You know, you have to, it's like a little child learning to walk. We have to take our mother's hand, and she will do so much to help this kingdom to come and to complete the work of the fiat of redemption and bring us into this kingdom of the Father. So we must correspond with her activity as well. The fifth thing I see is our fiat. And I would recommend to you that you make a formal fiat to God. Remember, Louisa said, I want to unite the creating fiat and the redemptive fiat in my fiat. And we need to do that too. Our Lady, her fiat was, the word fiat is a Latin word which means let it be, or to let. And when God said, let it be, let there be light, that was, see, fiat lux, or whatever the Latin is, that was the let it be. So we in spiritual thinking, and especially in these writings, we say fiat, meaning the let it be. And Our Lady said when the angel came, let it be. You know, she didn't, and I like this, because she didn't say, when the angel said, you will conceive and have a child and bear the Son of God, whatever, she didn't say, oh, yes, 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 I want to. See, that would have been her own will. She didn't say, no, 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 I don't want to. That would have been her own will. She said, let it be done as God wants. So that really wasn't a yes or a no. It was, and this is, to me, personally, the most perfect response that we can make as human beings to God. Lord, I want what you want. I don't want what you don't want. Period. Let it be done according to your will. And if he comes to you and says, Jane, I have these two most wonderful and beautiful gifts to you. You can have this A behind curtain A or behind curtain B. And they're both magnificent, wonderful gifts. You'll be totally delighted. Which one do you want? The proper response is, Lord, you choose. I want what you want. See, it's hard for us as human beings not to give life to our human will. But the right disposition is fiat. Let it be done as you want. So we need to formally go, and I'd recommend you do it before the Blessed Sacrament and do it with Our Lady and ask her to come and be with you and kneel down and say formally, Lord, I want to do your will. No, I want you to do your will in me. From this day forward, I want only your will to reign in me. I want only you to act in me. I don't want to do any more of my own will anymore. I want all of our activity to be together, and I want your will to reign only in me. So that's the formal sort of saying yes to God and asking Our Lady. And then it's just going to be fighting it out with your ego for the rest of your life. fighting it out and trying to stop doing those human acts, and as often as you can think of it, to say no to yourself and yes to God, and to keep on trying and to keep doing with love. Our Lord says that even if we say to him, yes, your will be done, but if we're still upset about it, or we're still not happy about the outcome, that we haven't really said yes. Because if we're really saying yes to his will, then we would have the same joy and the same pleasure, regardless of what choice he makes. So if we say, Lord, I have a headache, and I'd really like to get rid of it because I have to talk today, but your will be done. And then when the headache doesn't go away, I'm going, well, I really didn't say your will be done. But when the headache stays and I'm happy and joyful and accepting it and glorying in it because that's what God wanted, then I learn to do his will. So the next thing I see, I have a quote here. Jesus says, then Louisa, true and full abandonment says with deeds, do with me what you want. My life is yours, and of my life I no longer want to know anything. My daughter, when I asked you if you consented to live in my will, you accepted, saying, I say yes, not my will, but yours, in order that mine might have all the power and value of a yes of a divine will. Now that yes exists in my will such that your life is ended. Your will no longer has any reason to live of itself. So see, in that formal act, it's almost a dying. But then we also have to allow him to be the one who resurrects us. My daughter, come on, hurry up, make your course in my will. Go passing over all that which my humanity did, my supreme will, in order that your acts be united to mine and to those of my mother. It is decreed that if a creature does not enter into the eternal will to render our acts triple, the supreme will shall not descend upon the earth to make its way into human generations. It wants the cortege of the triple acts to make itself known. So those are the acts of God, the Trinity, of Our Lady, of creation, of ourselves. The last thing that I see is the invocation. In order to dispose ourselves to receive the kingdom, we need to be invoking the kingdom of the divine will upon the earth. And that's really the primary thing that our Lord is asking us to do at this time. He wants us to have the joy and the glory of uniting our activities, so we're starting to have divine acts. That's going to give him glory today, this moment. It's going to give us glory in heaven because we're still not living in the kingdom on earth, so we're not seeing the glory, but it's there. But more so, he wants us to invoke this kingdom upon the earth. He wants us to be the forerunners, the ones who desire it, who want it, who know what it is, and truly want it, and begin to ask for it. He said that when he came on earth, he invoked all creation into harmony to ask the Father for it. And we need to harmonize ourselves with that insistent act of God and of creation. Thy kingdom come. Lord, on every blade of grass, I place my I love you and my hurry up and bring us the kingdom. On every twinkle of the star, I place my I love you and let your kingdom come upon the earth. So that in every twinkle and every blade of grass, it's repeating to you over and over and over and over and over, your kingdom come, your kingdom come, your kingdom come, as well as I love you, I love you. So that everything we're doing for the exchange of love with God, for one another, but also imploring the kingdom, okay? Now I'm going to read you just a short excerpt from one of the letters of Louisa that will clarify this a little bit. Here it is. To live in the divine will is very simple. It requires nothing else but that we invoke him in our every act, that we give him primacy, since he is always waiting for your call. He runs and makes his divine son flood over your acts, purifying them with his light and filling them with his love. He embellishes them with his own beauty and pronounces his fiat over your acts. It is as if he envelops himself with them to mold his own life. So see, it's really not so hard. It sounds a lot more complicated. But God is simplicity, and all of this is truly simple as we enter it and understand it and begin to practice and do it. And as I said to you before, it's all about love. The more love in your heart, the easier and more beautiful it all becomes. Now that's the end of the first section. It's 2:23. So we take a break now, and then I'd like to go through with you the excesses of love in the novena, a little bit of a meditation and explanation, and I think that we'll enjoy that. Okay?